Proclamation number 0944 of 3rd of June, 1939. Imperishable good. Prayer for the deceased. Power of love. All earthly wealth is to be replaced, but what was neglected to be acquired is irretrievably lost for eternity. The Lord has given the earthly children time and leisure to acquire these goods, since they are of inestimable value for the actual life and the beyond. The human being's will alone determines whether they are desired and acquired or not, and a person who only cares for life on earth does not pay attention to the grant of grace which could increase his heavenly wealth. He is constantly only active for the sake of earthly advantage and will therefore one day stand empty in front of the gate to eternity. And this is of such grave importance. For even if his life on earth has passed in prosperity and without worries, he cannot take anything of his earthly wealth with him, but is now dependent on what is offered to him in love by other souls in extreme poverty. And now it will be decided and have an effect what good deeds he has accomplished on earth. He will reap the reward for these or have to live a desolate life and the beyond completely naked and empty. The soul will then be in extreme hardship if no help is offered to it anywhere, and everything unpleasant and difficult, which it knew how to avoid on earth, will now pursue it until it has recognized the error of its views of life on earth itself and now has the will to create a different life, a different state for itself. For again the soul's will alone is decisive, and it can also bring about a change of situation over there in the beyond. It is therefore infinitely valuable when the soul has left loved ones behind on earth who remember it with love. For love's strength is the only help that can be offered to it, and therefore you should always make an effort to cultivate love. Only it can bring salvation, and when a loving heart prays for a deceased from the bottom of his heart, it will send imperishable possessions to him in the beyond, and this signifies relief and help for the soul which is still struggling for knowledge. The body has certainly been taken into account on earth, but the soul has been thought of too little or not at all. But now the soul has to bear the consequences of the wrong life on earth, and often in the most bitter way. But those who soon recognize their error are to be called fortunate, for although they still have to struggle unspeakably, this will nevertheless be successful, for every soul will receive help if its striving for light is recognizable. Amen.